Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the November 8th meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. It's not the nicest day out, so you probably are better off inside here with us, but welcome. Look forward to hearing from you when we have our open public input item. But we always start with the call to order of commission discussion. Does anyone have anything to bring to the rest of us? Interesting items from the past few weeks since we last saw you, Commissioner Schmitten?
You know, with all the controversy the commission deals with, I like to find a couple of good news stories to share if I can. And I have a minor one and a major one, actually. The minor one, I attended the Metow Fly Fishers group, actually a fairly large group, between 60 and 70 people, which I was surprised about. A lot of the guides, local fishers. And the department got very high marks for what would seemingly be a fairly simple issue. And the issue was the advance notice of the opening of the steelhead season. Previous times, that has waited up to about a 48-hour, once I can think of 24-hour notice. And that makes it very difficult for the guides and motels, the RV parks, a chance to notify their clients. This came with a two-week notice. Actually, it was with the director's annual visit up to Bridgeport, and they very much appreciated that. The other major good news item is fall Chinook on the Columbia River. Just a couple notes out of this article. Record-setting run for obviously, we knew of the sockeye, 387, 2 years ago. As of October 9th, more than 1 million Chinook entered the mouth of the Columbia, crushing the old record of 400,000 at least. Last week, they were coming in at the rate of 500 to 800 per day. This is the largest return of fall Chinook since fish counting began at Bonneville in 1939. Even sweeter, four of the five highest returns for fall Chinook have occurred in the past decade. So, you know, we continue to see areas of success. I don't think they get quite the note as the controversy we go through. The other thing, and I'll leave the director a chance to report more on this, but I did attend a meeting that dealt with a plan for two sections of land up in the Clackam that the DNR owns and is trying to decide the disposition of those two sections. And I'll tee up this conversation for the director. The Wenatchee Daily World headlines after that meeting was, DNR commissioner given a resounding no for proposed ag development in the Stibmelt Basin. It was nearly a half a page article with the director's picture. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Caney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just thinking of some other good news. In Sunday's Spokesman Review, I believe it will be a front page article on the work that one ranch family has been doing on non-lethal tactics with wolves and their livestock operations. So Becky Kramer was the journalist and went up and worked with the Department of Wildlife staff and some conservation organizations and the rancher to bring out that story, and I think it'll turn out to be pretty good. I hope we'll see, but very positive reporter and very positive report of this ranch family's work in non-lethal work with wolves.
Thank you, Commissioner Smith.
Thank you. In the vein here of good news, continuation of which, several weeks ago now on a Saturday and a Sunday, we met with a group of young leaders from around the state that were looking at creating a youth advisory board for the department. We had young leaders from a wide range of backgrounds, 14 through 18 in age, that were here. In the first few hours, it was watching the positioning of them and the shyness of of the youth, but soon the exuberance and the natural leadership of the youth came into their being, and they took control. And we're waiting to receive a series of recommendations from them in terms of what they see the role of youth in an advisory and associate capacity, however that would be to the department. And part of that was born out of the fact that, as we see in this room today, there's the demographics are lacking in terms of people that are young, but they are the future. So we want to rectify that, and we're not doing it; they're doing it for us by having input into that. So it's a very positive thing, and we're just seeing how this develops. And but it's underway. And I want to thank Deputy Director Storr for being at the meeting on that Saturday and Sunday. And the chair and myself were there. So, all good.
Yeah, it was just a very feel-good event, too. With, we had four young women, all of whom were hunters, coming from different parts of the state, western and eastern side of the state. We had three young men, none of whom were hunters. I think that was just very cool in and of itself. But they brought their own passion for the outdoors. One young man had worked at a zoo, and that's how he became interested in the natural world. His father was from Ghana, I think. So he was of African descent. And they were all terrific. Noah from Olympia had worked with the Olympia Parks Department and their advisory group. So these young people were very much leaders and already actively engaged in trying to make the world a better place. Just very uplifting. It's a good sign for the future that we have kids like that in the state. Okay. Anything else? If not, we can look at our minutes that are presented. And I guess we just have one. Is that right? The special meeting and the regular meeting from October. Does anyone have any corrections to make to these minutes? If not, I'll call for a motion. Commissioner Smith?
I'm just looking for, do you have the motion? I didn't.
We don't have motion language, but you can just read off the,
right.
The dates.
Okay, yeah. Those things. I move, thank you, Madam Chair, I move to approve the special meeting minutes from October 2 through 3 of 2013. And the October 4th regular meeting of 2013 as well.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Schmitten to approve the October 2nd, 3rd special meeting and October 4th regular meeting for 2013 minutes as presented. Any further discussion? There are none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. Motion. Commissioner Keeney?
I was not present at either meeting, so did not vote.
Okay. Commissioner Keeney abstains. Motion carries.